Demogorgon, written by Jenny Wellington, narrated by Carol Burles. An Aussie classic, this rollicking, fast-moving tale is about political skullduggery, greed, love, and lust. It features outrageous characters, blossoming romances, pathos, and importantly, has an incredibly happy ending. Demogorgon is a Queensland country town, weighed down by the worst drought in living memory, and its inhabitants are all desperately waiting for government drought relief. But the bad news is the funds have been sent and spent by Council Shire Clerk Shifty Grey and his corrupt cohorts. Can this feisty small town survive drought? And Shifty Grey? Well, let's wait and see, shall we? Chapter 1. Civic Matters. Demogorgon pub owner Paddy Murphy doused his head under the water tap in the yard and grabbed a towel. Hot and dusty, he had just returned from dropping feed off to what was left of his sheep at his property Paddy Lee to go to a special meeting of the Demogorgon Shire Council. The entire district was staggering with the effects of the worst drought in living memory. Paddocks had turned to dust. Everywhere the carcasses of sheep and cattle rotted in the burning heat. Dams were dust bowls, and trees blackened and died. Properties were being abandoned, and banks were like vultures hovering and waiting. The only help lay in gaining drought relief from the government, but despite numerous applications, there had been nothing forthcoming. "It's not bloody good enough," Paddy said, running a comb through his wet hair and dragging on a clean shirt. He pulled on his dusty boots and headed down the street to the town's council chambers, where all hell had broken out. Around the large oval table, people were shouting and yelling, and the town's mayor, Bomber Reed, was on his feet and red in the face. He banged his hammer on the table. "For Christ's sake, will you bloody well shut up? Let's get some order. Now where the hell is Paddy?" he asked. "Right here, old mate," Paddy yelled, striding into the room. Nodding to Bomber, he threw his battered hat on the hook behind the door and sat down at the large oval table. Following Paddy through the door was editor and owner of the Demogorgon Star, Sam Spink, who wandered over to the rickety old press table and sat down, dragging out his notebook and pencil. "Morning, Bomber," he called. "You're making a lot of noise." Bomber's large red face cracked into a grin. "Good to see you, Sam. Should be some interesting stuff this morning if I can get this rabble to shut up." Putting on his glasses, he looked around the table. "Right now," he said, banging his hammer, "let's have less noise. Councillor Fluke and you, Councillor Dixon, shut up or I'll throw you through the bloody door." Councillor Fee Fluke jumped to her feet, her skinny frame shaking with rage. "How dare you speak to me like that," she hissed. "Apologise at once." "Oh, for God's sake," Bomber said, shaking his head sadly. "Councillor Fluke, I apologise. Now will you please sit down and keep quiet? I declare this special meeting of the Demogorgon Shire Council open. Shire Clerk, please read the minutes of the last meeting," he said, sitting down and wiping the sweat from his face with a large spotted handkerchief. Shire Clerk Geoffrey Grey, or Shifty as he was called behind his back, stood up and opened a huge file. Setting his glasses on the end of his long, thin nose, he coughed importantly and began to read the previous month's minutes in a flat, expressionless voice. Around the table, councillors sighed with boredom and began cracking jokes and scribbling on their pads. On and on he droned, until finally Bomber could stand it no more. "How much more of this bureaucratic drivel do we have to listen to?" he said. Shifty looked at him blankly. "I don't understand," he said in a pained voice. "The mayor's right. It's absolute garbage, and you know it, Pat."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?